You know, I was at the restaurant just now, and one of the young people can hear you when you talk about this stuff, what I'm hearing you talk about, but the older people can't hear you. The reason I was able to see it is because I cut off all the TV, all the music, all the noise, went into isolation for 13 years. And I just meditate. I wanted to figure out what this place was. This place is a hologram. It's a book. And I was telling that lady in the restaurant, I said, look, your imagination is imagination, image birth. And whatever you imagine will appear. It might appear in your face. It might appear in a storyline, a movie, a book, or somebody might say it, but it will appear. And when you get into the alpha state of meditation, yes, you can project your thoughts. Yes, everything will reflect back. The storyline, when you cut the noise off of all the TV, the music, the media, the storyline has to reflect back. Because you're in a hologram. I showed that lady, I took a napkin, and I said, see this napkin? And I said, look, imagine yourself in the middle. It feels like you're walking or driving, but you're not really going anywhere. The storyline is going around you. And she understood. She's probably like 25, 24, something like that. Because she asked me, do you believe in flat earth? No, it's a hologram. It's a hologram. It's just a 3D book. It's not even real. And so the 5D creature has learned through meditation that everything in front of you is reflecting back. And so that's why, yes, Google might be listening, but also the universe is listening. It's a storyline. You're reflecting back everything that everything that's happening to you is reflecting back. And it's always a biblical story, too. A biblical storyline. It's really sad how some people you tell this to, and they totally discount it. Because they're stuck in the 3D mindset. And so the 3D mindset is just a cycle repeat. Every day is the same. Same old, same old, same old. The narcissist, the Jezebel, the con artist, they all do the same patterns every day. They do the same stupid repeat every day. And they think that you can't catch them, but they follow the same pattern. Before I even saw this, I told a friend of mine about 20-some years ago. They were calling the phone, and I said, you know, you said this same thing yesterday or last week. You know, you follow a pattern. Are you saying I'm following a pattern? I said, everybody follows a pattern. Everybody. And then when you start to see these patterns are anti-Bible, the stuff that they're saying or thinking or acting or whatever's kind of contrary to the scripture, you start cutting people off. And then you start to see, oh, that's why I wasn't prospering. This person was in my life and taking away my prosperity. And you start to cut people out who are negative, and you start to prosper. You start to get free. You start to get whole. You start to get healthy. You start to get wise. When you got the people who are not healthy around you and you're talking to them, if you believe anything they say, it's contrary to absolute truth. And when you start to, when you don't yoke up with the unbelievers, you start to get free, debt free, free, everything. Healthy, everything. But as long as you got these unhealthy people around you, spiritually unhealthy, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, whatever. That's why God will push the narcissist out. You know, I made that video where the narcissist will abort you. The Jezebel will abort you for seeking truth. But really what's happening is God is aborting the narcissistic Jezebel out of your life. There's no way it could have left. The only reason that they showed up in your world, in your little holographic story, is because God was trying to give them one last chance to get saved, you know? Usually after you get a serious truther face-to-face with these people, and they reject that truth, it's almost like he's really, when God sends you somebody who has the absolute truth and you don't hear them and you try to manipulate them, this is what I tell people. I said, look, when a born again is sold out to the truth, you better leave them alone. You better leave them alone, because God is on their side and you're fighting against God. You're fighting God. Don't you know the consequences of fighting against God's servants? It's like you're fighting against a brick wall, you know? You're trying to use the same manipulation tactics you use on the other unsaved people around you that you can manipulate and control. But this saved person sees through your games as soon as you open your mouth. It's contrary to scripture, because they know that's all they meditate on their whole life. And you're full of lies, and you're talking to somebody who's full of truth. And you really think that you're going to get anywhere? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. All the saved person has to do is quote some scripture. Just quote a Bible verse. If somebody's coming up with something stupid, just quote a Bible verse and they run. They run. The unsaved have to run. It is written. It is written. It is written. What happened when the devil came to Jesus? It is written. You know what I do? When the devil comes up to me, I say, the blood of Jesus. They'll say it again. Blood of Jesus. They'll say it again. Blood of Jesus. And they go away. I had that happen recently. I had that happen. And they never came back after that. Because they know. They know I see them. They know that I see them. If somebody texts you something stupid at 11 o'clock at night, just say the blood of Jesus. And if they do it again, say the blood of Jesus. I claim the blood. If they do it again, I claim the blood. They won't do it anymore. They might come back a week later and you do it again, and then they pretty much give up the ghost. They might come back 2 weeks later. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Do it. Quote a Bible verse. See what happens. They will leave you alone. They will run. You start quoting Bible verses, they're going to run. Because they hate the truth. We're in a book. We're in a script. It's a holographic book. Hologram means wholly written by the hand of one person. Who is that? God. So this is a holographic book. Hologram means completely written by the hand of one person. And who is that? Jesus. He spoke it all into existence. So the same storyline just keeps repeating over and 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 over. Jezebel acts the same no matter what city she's in. No matter what family. Jezebel acts the same. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. And the wrath of God abides on them. God is angry with the wicked every day. His bow is bent. And the harder they kick against the prick, the harder life gets. And God sends a messenger to somebody, a Jezebel, and she tries to usurp and take over the messenger, and the messenger hits her hard and shows her the mirror that she is a narcissistic Jezebel, hell-bound sinner, and she still rejects the truth. It's ridiculous. You love them enough to tell them the truth, even though you know they're going to reject you. And it is what it is, because you got to put God first before a human. If they abandon ship, so be it. And you move on down the line. and you realize that person was just a lesson, not a blessing. You came to them with a blessing, and they rejected the blessing and chose the lesson, right? They rejected the blessing and chose the lesson because you had the blessing of truth, and they had to face off with the truth or while they're living in their lives. It is what it is. They made their choice. They made their bed. Let them lay in it.